We are extremely happy on the World Cafe to be welcoming back Catalina Maria Johnson to our Latin Roots segment. She hosts a bilingual radio program called Beat Latino, which is part of an initiative of Chicago Public Media. And it's heard in even Berlin and Mexico City. So there's at least those two languages involved there. And Catalina, welcome. And you mentioned you wanted to do some music about Colombia. And then we had to at least geographically narrow it down. How come? Talk a little bit about Colombia as a musical place.
Colombia has the second largest African descendant population in Latin America. And depending on the census, you can go from either 11% to even 26%, depending on which census is used. So that's a huge population. And it's particularly concentrated on the coast of Colombia, which is a large area, the Pacific or the Atlantic or Caribbean coast. And those coasts sometimes have cities that have Afro-Colombian populations that are 90% Afro-Colombian. So it is a very important population in Colombia, and it's actually has a huge number of genres. This is a real tip of the iceberg. We're just going to get started on just a few of them.
Now, the people in these different coasts, did they come from different parts of Africa, or did their music just develop differently there?
Well, as I think as many African populations, as far as I know, because they are the result in great part of the tragedy of the slave trade, there were specifically often from different populations because that was sort of a way to avoid having slaves organized, because if they had a common language and a common culture, they would very quickly come together as other countries found out, say, in Mexico. So in many countries, they came from very many areas.
So geographically, where are we going to start today?
We're going to start on the Pacific coast, the Colombian Pacifico, and talk about a very important genre or kind of a linked genre, which in fact has been named Masterpiece of Intangible Heritage of Humanity by the UNESCO a couple of years ago. And I want to say, because I think this is sort of part of what Latin Roots is all about and this series and why it's so important, I looked up the criteria for how do you become an intangible heritage of humanity. And by the way, this is my second intangible heritage. The mariachi that we did with Latin Roots is also intangible heritage. So it has to be music that is transmitted from generation to generation and that provides the community a sense of belonging, even in new settings and changing conditions. And it has to promote cultural diversity and the values of human creativity, the naming of the genre. So I think that's all part of what Latin Roots is, and this music is certainly part of our heritage as humanity. And it's marimba music and traditional chants of Colombia's South Pacific region. And this is very interesting also because, of course, there are many traditions, many marimba traditions throughout Latin America, some in Mexico, some in Guatemala. But the Afro-Colombian marimba tradition is very unique. For one, it uses artisan and acoustic instruments based on local materials. So these are marimbas made from the wood from palm trees, as well as bamboo and seed rattles and leather hand drums. And you'll hear the marimba in a very melodic and kind of a percussive way. I love this music. Somebody once said, a lot of Latin instruments, they're all percussion, no matter what they are. If they're guitars, they're percussive. If it's a marimba, it's percussive. And this is certainly a very percussive kind of instrument. I mean, you're hearing the melody, but you're hearing the beat above all. And here's some traditional marimba music from Colombia's South Pacific region. And this is Grupo Naidi.
Una mañanita, arare, noche de verano, arare. Una mañanita, arare, noche de verano, arare. Por coger la rosa, arare.
Catalina Maria Johnson is here today on the World Cafe, and we are discussing the music of coastal Colombia, specifically the Pacific coast this time around. And we heard a more traditional version of the music from Grupo Naidi. Catalina, one of my questions I always have is with some of the music that we get to hear on Latin Roots, is it still a living music? Now, that was the traditional. Is there a contemporary artifact of it, too?
Well, the traditional music is still very alive. So on the Pacific Coast, you will hear quite a bit of this traditional music, which is often associated with different religious rituals. So as a tradition, it still exists. But then, of course, the young people move to urban areas, and, of course, they're listening to all kinds of things. Somebody said Latin American music is in a really privileged place in terms of the young because they've got this huge roots tradition. But, of course, they're listening to hip-hop and rock and everything else around the world. So they're, of course, bringing all that together. And the next group is an example of that. They're called Herencia de Timbiquí. And that's the heritage or the legacy of Timbiquí. Now, the area of Timbiquí is also a mining region because besides the coast, there's lots of rivers and mines in some of these areas. And the people of Timbiquí say it's not just their gold that is their treasure, but it's their culture that is a treasure. And this group, Herencia de Timbiquí, takes that kind of call and response marimba tradition, but they rock it out, they amp it up, they add horns, they add rock guitars, and I saw them at South by Southwest, not last year, but the year before, and they had the audience just going. It was amazing, and I'm like, I'm hearing music that's kind of hundreds of years old, but brought to the 21st century. So this is Herencia de Timbiquí.
Que por qué grito tanto por la tarde, que por qué hago esa bulla al despertar, que por qué toco el bombo y la marimba, que por qué nunca dejo de cantar, que por qué grito tanto por la tarde, que por qué hago esa bulla al despertar, que por qué toco el bombo y la marimba, que por qué nunca dejo de cantar, que por qué hablo tan duro como Yuyo, que por qué hago un pepeado de Naití, que por qué tomo jugo hecho tan duro, lo que pasa es que soy de Timbiquí, que por qué hablo tan duro como Yuyo, que por qué hago un pepeado de Naití.
Another pick from Catalina Maria Johnson as we're exploring music of the Pacific Coast of Colombia. The group is Herencia de Timbiquí. And tell me about that song.
So this song is called Ike. And that sort of means, and what or so what? And the song is all about this area of Timbiquí, people from that area. Now, the Timbiquí, which is this mining area, which has this great cultural treasure, but they're also a people that are known for singing a lot, for partying a lot, for maybe being the kind of people that you notice on the bus because they're talking kind of loud. So this song is, the singer is saying, yeah, I'm a little loud, and yes, I party, and yes, I sing, and talking about the joy of the area. I'm from Timbiquí. ¿Y qué? So what?
Well, that's our Pacific Coast. Next time, I guess we have to go to another area of Colombia, and we'll maybe go to another coast, huh?
Yeah, we're going to jump over Panama and go to the other coast of Colombia.
Excellent. Catalina Maria Johnson, thank you so much for being here for Latin Roots.